We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/decide today.
Some of the other electrical heating or cooling systems just aren't as efficient, and they do put a pretty big strain on the grid. This is a way to loosen that load a little bit.
I mean, if you're relying on an air conditioning condenser to cool your house, you're definitely taxing the grid more than this would tax the grid.
Absolutely.
There you go. So we are talking about alleviating the grid capacity issue with geothermal.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Again, it's just the initial cost that is going to be involved.
Right. So there's a lot to get over on this, and that is certainly the biggest hurdle is the cost. And as Brian has pointed out, when you dumb this down to what it costs per month, even though we have a huge investment, it's still less than utility costs that you're paying today.
Correct. The best way to look at geothermal for 90-some% of installs is going to be you're paying $150 to $200 a month to finance the system.
And that covers everything that you need to do to run your house?
That covers everything you need for the installation and owning the system. You can budget another $20 to $50 a month on for the electricity.
So in the heart of winter, when we're paying, $200 or $300 in gas bills, there's really where you're seeing the benefit of this financing program.
Yeah, and it's, even if it's going to be the same price as what you were spending before, it's like moving on to a mortgage from a lease. You're actually building equity in something instead of just paying a bill.
So another good question then is, do we add value to our homes by adding geothermal?
Oh, a significant amount. Geosystems typically sell for much higher when they're installed in the home. And on top of that, when the mandates are in about not being able to replace gas furnaces with gas anymore, homes with geo will sell for a premium.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Okay, let's see here. I've been hearing more and more stories over the last week or two about solar panels on rows of houses maybe, melting down or even catching on fire. What's that about?
I haven't heard anything about that, but that definitely looks a little scary.
Yeah. Solar may be cleaner, but technically not so much because of the manufacturing of the solar panels creates a lot of pollution.
Oh, I've seen that one before. Some people like to argue that the process of creating a solar panel takes more energy than the panel will ever produce. That's a huge misconception. Generally, it takes the panels about 1 to 2 years for normal models to generate the amount of electricity that we're used to create them.
Life expectancy of a geothermal system.
The loop field is good for 100 plus years. What you'll have to replace is the heat pump, but that'll be every 25 to 35 years.
And it is adaptable to a hot water baseboard heating plant, correct?
Correct. If you have radiators, you will be able to use geothermal.
If you're going to be happening to be forced to use electric heat and everything instead of natural gas, what are they going to do about when there's a blackout and people cannot heat their homes?
That's a great question. And I think the answer comes from we're going to need to do a little bit more electric generation.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to need to either have solar panels or a generator. They're going to have some way of providing electricity to their home when there's a blackout.
A texter writes, gas is most reliable. I think that's a fair statement.
I think it depends on what they mean by reliable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I missed the first part, so maybe you covered this. Can this be put in a city home? And I assume that the unit would be in the basement. Please describe it.
The unit's about the same size as a traditional furnace. It can be put in a city home, absolutely. We need a very small amount of space to put a vertical borehole.
Mm-hmm. The Martin House in Buffalo uses geothermal quite successfully.
Absolutely. There have actually been a lot of really cool geo installations in Buffalo, including actually the Pierce Aero Museum as well.
New York State has had a mass exodus if this natural gas ban comes into place, and the remainders will be paying, and the remainders of us will be paying unbelievable large utility bills.
I think we have our work cut out for us there.
Yeah. How much maintenance is required for the geothermal system? Are replacement parts hard to get or expensive, and how long do they last?
Most maintenance can actually be done electronically by your installer. Usually if there's an issue, it's something that can be fixed over the computer, which is awesome. Other than that, you'll have to replace the air filters once or twice a year and maybe clean the condensation overflow once a year.
So it's low maintenance.
Definitely low maintenance.
And we'll end the show with this texture, and this is typical because it's new and it's hard to swallow something new. With all due respect, you're all nuts. Maybe over the next 30 years, but not in the next 30 days.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's really true. It's just because it's new, it's hard to really grasp.
Yeah, and what we want everyone to remember here is we're not asking you to do this right now, but this is going to be an important technology as we get off of gas.
Okay, the seminar is Tuesday. Register at noco.com. Brian, great job.
Hey, thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing you guys at the seminar.
Same here. And have a great week, everybody. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Public Schools looking at ways to deal with a nationwide school bus driver shortage. John Gonzalez with Buffalo Public Schools says one idea is on the table.
One of the solutions that we're looking at now is in regards to whether or not we should be paying parents to transport their children to and from school. Right now we're in an exploratory phase with that. We have not decided whether or not that is going to be a strategy that we are going to use.
Parents were asked to fill out a transportation survey online. A Buffalo man will pay restitution and serve probation after admitting he practiced law without a license. The state attorney general's office says the joint investigation with state police began when Attorney General Letitia James received complaints from an attorney concerning Andrew Schnorr's lack of competence during a legal proceeding. The investigation found that Schnorr was not a licensed attorney and he had lied about graduating from New York University School of Law and about passing bar exams in New York and California. Now Schnorr must pay back nearly $8,000 in restitution and serve 5 years probation. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York Senior Fitness Guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
First alert forecast calls for a warm and humid day for today with some sunshine, a high of 86. Watch for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, especially across the southern tier. Will be clear tonight, low 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 85 with a thunder shower moving through, and that chance for a thunderstorm with us again Monday, partly sunny, not as warm with a high of 79. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Decker.
Thanks, Bill. Partly cloudy skies, 80 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming. Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Always thrilled that you're out there and you're listening and you're interested into what we have to say, because some of this may directly impact you. Now, you know, we love having local attorney Lindy Korn on. She's a discrimination expert, and she really has some very interesting cases cross her desk. And she brings us cases from around the country. However, this one has crossed her desk locally, because this is one of the cases that she and Kat McCull and Brian Melber are the lawyers on. And this is a local case under the title of Order on Motion to Dismiss. Now, former Canisius College student athletes sue the college and Canisius cross-country track and field head coach, Canisius athletic director, and Canisius student athlete. The plaintiffs allege that defendants directed, controlled, managed, and conducted the Canisius College cross-country track and field team in a manner which was hostile and discriminatory toward women and lesbians, and which fostered, promoted, and condoned harassment, abuse, and even sexual assault against women and lesbians. The plaintiffs further allege that the male athlete on the co-ed team with plaintiffs sexually assaulted all three plaintiffs. And the plaintiffs also allege that they were subjected to retaliation for opposing and complaining of this alleged conduct. Plaintiffs bring 10 causes of action and seek damages, injunctive relief, and punitive damages. So let's talk to all three lawyers who are a part of this. We've got Lindy standing by, Kat McCull, and Brian Melber. So good morning, first of all, to the three of you, and thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, Brian, let us start with you. Canisius argued that it investigated the complaints of these women and responded appropriately. Is that true?
It's not, Linda. The first of these three assaults happened a full year before the third one, and it was only at that time that the college took any action to look into the report. The first assault was reported shortly thereafter, and the college did nothing to look into it, find out what happened, and to try to protect these women.
So when I'm reading order of motion to dismiss, is this from the college looking to dismiss this before it even gets going?
We filed our complaint in federal court, and the college and two of the defendants responded with a motion asking the judge to dismiss the case. And the judge denied that motion and held that the overwhelming majority of the claims in our lawsuit had merit on their face and should continue.
Okay, interesting. Now, part of your lawsuit, I understand, of course, is based on sexual assaults that you allege were committed by the male member of the team, or a male member of the team, this one that's listed. Why should the college then be held responsible for the assault of one student by another?
So the college hired the coach and put him in charge of this Division I athletic program. And the coach ran every aspect of that program and was responsible for creating culture and atmosphere in which the women on the team were treated in a discriminatory and an abusive fashion. That created a context in which the male students understood it was open season on the female students, and there was a pattern of exploitation, abuse, and ultimately assault against the female students on the team. And it resulted directly from the college's action through the coach in setting the tone.
Now, Catherine, I know you're there. I understand that some claims were dismissed. Maybe you can tell us what was dismissed and which claims remain, and again, against which defendants.
Sure. So in the first instance, Defendant Glavin did not file a motion to dismiss. He just answered the complaint. So all the claims that we had alleged against him are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
But our first cause of action was sexual harassment and sexual assault in violation of Title IX. And that cause of action still stands against the college. It was dismissed against the individual defendants, Defendants Huckle and Marr. As to the, there's so many we have here, so.
Right.
But the retaliation cause of action as to Title IX is still, I believe that one is still in as well. Then we had claims, there was discrimination and retaliation claims against against all defendants.
Kath, let me stop you for a second there. Apparently, there was a lot of time that lagged. So what would have happened or been prevented from happening had the college acted promptly in response to these complaints?
It is our position that, you know, had the college acted promptly and responsibly, that the assaults on JD3 never would have happened. And that is an extremely offensive and horrible thing from our perspective, that this whole, her whole situation could have been prevented had the college acted.
Okay. Lindy, let me get you in on this. This is such an interesting case. Let's back up a little bit. What exactly do you think happened between the people on the team and the coach to bring this about?
Yeah, so one of our claims, and this is a very, you know, rich case as far as that there are so many claims and so many did survive. So, but one of the claims to talk about the culture was, you know, the fact that the coach treated female members of the team in a disparate or discriminatory manner and treated the males better. So, you know, there's a gender aspect to this. And one example was that when they would travel, the females were meant to share rooms and sometimes to share beds, and that was not true of the males on the team. And so, you know, that's disconcerting. Second of all, there was equipment difference, the equipment that was given to the males on the team versus the females on the team. And, you know, there's allegations that, you know, that the coach would yell and intimidate and embarrass the female members on, you know, on travel team, when they would travel as a team, which would make them feel as they were being made an example of, especially those with a different sexual orientation, those who were lesbians.
Wow. In fact, I understand. Oh, now, way back in 2018, we're talking about this had been let go for a long time. The two students who were involved sent lengthy letters to Canisius College president reporting detailed complaints of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and retaliation. And there was absolutely no response to those letters. And that is significant in this case. Why is that significant?
Well, it's significant because it goes to what Pat and Brian were saying. It goes to the fact that there can be no prevention if there's no reply, there's no response. And certainly when it goes to a very high-level person, such as a president or anybody else in supervisory capacity, you know, claiming, you know, discrimination and when there are specifics, which there were, it is if you are invisible, as if you are being silenced, as if the college doesn't care. And that is why the assaults continue to happen.
So, Lindy, where do we go next with this?
Well, since the case is continuing, we are filing an amended complaint, and then the college will, through their lawyers, the parties will then answer, and then there's in federal court, there's something called a case management order, and the litigation process in an orderly form will continue. So the case will go on, the case will be discovery, and there'll also be a mandatory mediation session that will happen as a part of the alternate dispute resolution plan for the Western District of New York in federal court.
You know, Lindy, I wonder, is there any kind of time where we can't go backwards in time and sue for these kinds of things? Or is there really, you know, is that open-ended when it comes to these types of cases for discrimination? And you talk about, you know, sexual discrimination, age discrimination. Is there any kind of a time limit where if they don't file in time in a certain amount, that everything would just get dismissed and they couldn't go back?
There's always a statute of limitations. There is one, I'll speak to one part, and then I might ask Brian to talk about the other. But at any rate, with claims of discrimination and retaliation, you know, there are various time limits. However, there's also a theory of a continuing violation based on a hostile work environment or a hostile culture. And so in that context, if you have facts from before which relate to something that is timely, the past can be brought forward. In essence, these are not easy claims to establish, but since we have survived the motion to dismiss, we are in very good position. Brian, you might want to comment on the sexual assault and the timing of those complaints.
Different causes of action have different time limits that they can be brought in. Some are as short as a year, and others are much longer. And in some instances, legislatures have taken action to revive cases even after they've those time periods have expired. But each claim is different, and the time frames can be different as well.
Okay, well, it's interesting to know, because we'll have a lot of people who are listening right now who may feel that they still have a case and that some time has gone by, but they would still feel better talking to Lindy about this and find out what their rights are. And in that case, folks, we want you to give her a call. Lindy Korn, local attorney, 856-KORN with a K, 856-KORN. You can get in touch with her, lindykorn.com. Remember, she is the expert in this case and these kinds of cases with discrimination, age. Listen, older people still get harassed too, and men too. She's definitely a holistic lawyer and can do mediation as well. We're going to talk more about this case because it is a local case. And remember, folks, you're hearing it on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance, and at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. We like to get together like this every single weekend and talk to experts who are really, really there for us 24/7 to make sure that we're living our best life, whether that's legal advice or medical advice. You just name it and we have it on the show. We also have some mind-blowing facts you have probably never heard before. These are kind of fun and I love starting a segment with this. All right, here's one for you. Every letter C in Pacific Ocean is pronounced differently. There's one for the kids and grandkids. Every C in Pacific Ocean is pronounced differently. Okay, here's another one for you. Black apples exist. They sure do. You can Google them. How about this? Butt-shaped robots are used to test phones. I won't go any further, but I just think that's pretty funny. Butt-shaped robots are used to test phones. And here's one for you. There are now giant pigs as heavy as polar bears. Don't want to run into them, but there are now giant pigs as heavy as polar bears. Look it up. And get this one. This one's great. Japanese golfers have hole-in-one insurance. So it is so serious for them, golf. Japanese golfers have hole-in-one insurance. Things that just kind of brighten your day when you hear funny things like that. All right, we're going to be talking about something that's not funny, but it's very, very important to all of us, and that is blood pressure. What is blood pressure? How do we define what it is, and what's healthy and what's not? Well, for these kinds of answers, we're going to head right over to Dr. Lisa Harris, Vice President of Medical Affairs with Univera Healthcare. Hello, Dr. Harris. How are you?
Hello, Linda. How are you? It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to have you here. You know, when I get my blood pressure checked, they're either putting a little machine around my arm and hitting a button, or they're doing it old school and they're using the pump and the nurse is listening for the beats. However, they just kind of let me know if it's good or bad. I do know blood pressure is written as two numbers. So what do each of these numbers mean?
Right. So blood pressure is really the force of the blood against the blood vessel. So you'll see it written as a number, for example, 115 over 75. You'll see 115/75 and then these letters MMHG, which is millimeters of mercury. And so old school, it's looking at that raise of the mercury within that blood pressure cuff that we call the sphygmomanometer. And so 115 over 75, the systolic pressure is the first number, and it's the force that's applied when your heart beats, so that first rush of blood that goes out. And then the diastolic, which is the second number, the bottom number, is the force that's when your heart rests and relaxes and begins to fill with blood in between beats. And so they're both measuring both of these is really very important.
So I can see why a lower blood pressure then is very revealing. So let's talk about which number then is more important than the other.
Yeah, so systolic blood pressure is a good indicator of heart health, and so heart health risks for people older than age 50. So in most people, this number creeps up a little bit with age, But we know that there was a large study that showed that raised systolic blood pressure had an impact, greater impact for the risk of heart attack or stroke. But we found that higher diastolic readings also, or the bottom number, also affects cardiovascular events. So it's kind of hard to say which is more. They're both important, and you don't want to be too high or too low. So if the reading is way high, that's a harbinger for heart attack and stroke. And if it's too low, again, poor blood flow to organs that are in need and risk of passing out and falling, et cetera. And so we know, you know, a lot of times we'll focus on that top number because it is the most significant risk factor for heart attack and stroke. But again, a high diastolic can give you the same indication.
Okay. So we understand that blood pressure can vary throughout the day. You might have a lower reading in the morning than in the afternoon. But again, what's actually happening if you have a prolonged high blood pressure?
Yeah, so a lot is happening. So we know that physical activity, food, stress, sleep can all impact your blood pressure during the day. So if you're going to be managing your blood pressure, you want to try to measure it around the same time of day, same activity, et cetera. And so when everything is working well, the blood vessels adjust. They'll widen or they're narrow as needed to keep blood flowing. So if you're exercising heavily, your blood vessels will open up so that more blood flow can run through them. And that's when you start sweating and doing all that other kind of stuff. If you're cold, your blood vessels will constrict, so that's making sure that more blood flow is kept within the body. And so if your systolic pressure is 130 or above, and the diastolic, the bottom number, is 80 or above, you're considered to have high blood pressure, or what we call in pre-hypertension. When you get to that 140 over 90 range, then we're concerned about you really having stage 1 hypertension. And prolonged high blood pressure, so just imagine this heart beating hard against a closed blood vessel, so that the high blood pressure narrows or constricts that blood vessel. And I think of it as a water balloon that's attached to a hose, and you're turning the water up so that more blood is coming into that water balloon, but you're stepping on the hose on the other end. So what happens? That water balloon stretches and expands, and that can lead to heart attack, it can lead to stroke, blindness, and kidney disease.
And I can understand that happening, let's say, if somebody is fairly sedentary, but all of a sudden they're asking, they want to jump into that basketball game, they want to start shoveling snow. All of a sudden, you're asking that heart to do a whole lot of work. And like you say, the vessels, they may be blocked or whatever. They can't take that extra overload.
Right.
And again, we call high blood pressure the silent killer because a lot of people don't know. Which leads me to, let's talk about high blood pressure medication, and this is why you can't go off of that even if you feel fine.
That's right. So again, like you said, a high blood pressure is called the silent killer, and I have, you know, lots of folks that will come in and say, I know my blood pressure is up. And so you may think that you feel a little different when your blood pressure is up, but if you're not monitoring, if it's not being monitored on a regular basis, you may not even know. I've seen people walk in with blood pressures well into the 200 over 120 plus range and had absolutely no idea, no warning signs, no symptoms, and then you have a massive stroke or a massive heart attack or kidney failure. And so it's important that you get this checked and make sure that you're doing the things that you can to lower your blood pressure.
And there's a lot of things we can do. Certainly get some exercise each week. Not smoking. I think we know that smoking has a direct correlation. Limiting sodium. Why is that important? Limiting salt.
Yeah, so salt draws water into the blood vessels, and so, again, will increase your blood pressure, and alcohol will impact you as well. So you want to put that salt shaker down. You can salt when you're cooking, but don't add it at the table.
Okay, and same with moderate alcohol as well.
That's right.
Keeping a healthy weight, and I know a lot of times, like you say, when you have people walk into your office and they have a super high blood pressure, but yet their weight is healthy, that could be you know, that could be hereditary or something. That's why it's not, hey, weight is not only an indicator of high blood pressure.
That's right. And so the things, we talk about the things that you can impact and the things that you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't change your age, you can't change your race or ethnicity, you can't change your parents, that's kind of what you're stuck with. But you can make sure that you're active, make sure you're not smoking, eating a healthy diet, trying to exercise and maintain a healthy weight, and manage your stress. That's really very important to keep your blood pressure under control.
And how often should our listeners get their blood pressure checked? And I don't mean just going into the store and putting the cuff around, you know, and reading it yourself.
Yeah, exactly, because those can be really, really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So at least once a year, if you're age 40 or older, or if you're at increased risk for high blood pressure. So if you're overweight, if you're African American, if you're female, or if you've had a history of having an elevated blood pressure. So, for example, women who are pregnant may often have an episode of high blood pressure. And so you want to make sure that once a year, at least, you're getting that checked. If you're diagnosed, we're going to ask you to come in more often.
Right. And, you know, just so you know, for women, we can present differently having a heart attack.
We sure can.
So don't just expect, oh, I don't get the, you know, the arm or, the heavy pain in the chest. Sometimes it can be backache. Sometimes it's a terrible headache. You'd be surprised. So we're talking.
Yeah, women.
Right?
That's right. I was going to say very quickly, women in particular may have symptoms of indigestion and never have that symptom of heavy chest pain and having a heart attack.
So absolutely.
Go see your provider, get checked.
That's Dr. Lisa Harris for you, Vice President of Medical Affairs with Univera Healthcare, heard here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Public Schools looking at ways to deal with a nationwide school bus driver shortage. John Gonzalez with Buffalo Public Schools says one idea is on the table.
One of the solutions that we're looking at now is in regards to whether or not we should be paying parents to transport their children to and from school. Right now, we're in an exploratory phase with that. We have not decided whether or not that is going to be a strategy that we are going to use.
Parents were asked to fill out a transportation survey online. A Buffalo man will pay restitution and serve probation after admitting he practiced law without a license. The state attorney general's office says the joint investigation with state police began when Attorney General Letitia James received complaints from an attorney concerning Andrew Schnorr's lack of competence during a legal proceeding. The investigation found that Schnorr was not a licensed attorney and he had lied about graduating from New York University School of Law and about passing bar exams in New York and California. Now Schnorr must pay back nearly $8,000 in restitution and serve 5 years probation. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure, but I drive by every day. And he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, over 60? Is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life. But that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right, you've got the power.
I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Hey again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're getting into that warm time of the year, and that's a good thing, except for one thing. It's bug season. You noticing bugs everywhere? I'm pretty tolerant. I actually pick them up and take them outside, except for ants. I found an ant in my kitchen and freaked out. But, you know, it's funny because I was reading this article, and I didn't feel so bad. Fossil hunters in northern England discovered a unique sandstone that had fallen from a cliff and cracked open to reveal a fossil so large it required four people to carry it back to the laboratory. Even more shocking was that it contained a fossil of an anthropod, a 326 million year old millipede. And this was no ordinary bug. It was 8 feet long, 22 inches wide, and 110 pounds. That means it was as big as a car, if you were to lay it out. The giant millipede supplants ancient sea scorpions as the largest bug ever to live on Earth, a nightmare sure to haunt the dreams of any exterminator. So I didn't feel so bad about my one ant in the kitchen. Anyway, folks, you know, it's funny because we talk about a lot of serious stuff on Senior Radio. And we were talking to Roxanne Sorensen earlier, and we were talking about the fact that what people fear about getting older is a loss of control over their lives, a loss of independence. And we were saying that between her business, Elder Care Solutions, and what the Stamm family specializes in is you keeping control of your life. And there's no better way to do that than to listen to them when they talk about the basic three, and that's your power of attorney, your will, and your healthcare proxy. If you don't have those three things going for you, you will have no control over what happens to you down the road. And that's the biggest fear with getting older. So let's welcome in Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, and Amanda Townsend, all experts when it comes to these subjects with the Stamm Law Firm. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. But it's true, isn't it? A lot of people just, you know, don't want to deal with this. And yet, they're scared to death to lose control if they get older.
Linda, you couldn't be more correct. In fact, my brother and I, in some of our advertising, we mentioned that exactly. If you don't have even the basic documents, hence where we got the basic three from, and you don't have the ability to name who you want to be your power of attorney or your healthcare proxy agent, or even what's going to happen in your will, other people that you may not want will be making those decisions. And it could be a court, it can be the state of New York, it can be a lot of people that nobody wants involved in their business. So absolutely correct. When we started telling people about the basic three, boy, many years ago now, it's truly the cornerstone of estate planning from the simplest on up, because these three documents are the documents everybody should have. Now, yes, there are people that come in the door that need trusts, whether they be complex trusts or simple trusts, irrevocable, revocable, whatever. There's a lot of people that come in that want to do things with their houses that are, you know, life estate deeds or what have you. But the basic three, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy, and the will, are absolutely essential for every person. If you're young, it's essential because when you have children, you get to name your guardians. You get to name your trustees of the child trust. As you get older, you get to be in control of who's going to make those decisions. I mean, think of how important a healthcare decision is if you're incapacitated and you have a team of doctors and staff looking at somebody saying, what should we do? Think of how awesome that responsibility is. That's why it is so important. The word control, Linda, you couldn't have started off better.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point, too. Your health care proxy. I mean, yeah, there are times where you may be sick enough not to be able to make decisions for yourself. But that could be temporary. You could get well. Nobody's saying that You need the healthcare products because you're always going to die. You could come out of that coma. You could get well to find out someone has made decisions that you didn't even want making decisions for you on behalf of you. That's very scary.
Well, and that's what you're saying about the word control. You're controlling your own decisions even when you're unable to make a decision. You're controlling who are the people that can make that decision in your time of need. And my brother's right, Linda. Every person above the age of 18 needs these documents. Do you know that we have kids going to college and our children sign healthcare proxies before they go?
Yeah, it makes sense. It really, really does.
Because what if they're in a school in Ohio or in Pennsylvania and something happened to them? And they're in a hospital and a decision has to be made. The doctors may say, "Well, who do we have a healthcare proxy allowing you to talk to us?" Because with today's HIPAA laws,
right,
and the other healthcare laws, it's not easy for a parent or a spouse just to start talking to doctors. They want something in writing.
That is so true, and it is so true, and it's just so important to keep that control and to make sure that those are your wishes. Same with power of attorney and same as your will. And for people to kind of go through life thinking, well, this will never happen to me, or this will just all go to my kids. You are kidding yourself. That is not the way the law works.
You're right about that, Linda. And I would always tell my clients that the power of attorney itself is one of the most important documents you could ever have, even at any age, because, like you said, you keep that control by designating an individual to help you with your affairs in the event that you cannot. And if you don't have that in place ahead of time, then your family is left with the very complex task of, you know, petitioning the court for a guardian to be appointed. And that's something that can be avoided so easily by handling these things now.
Absolutely. Now, that's Amanda Townsend you're hearing with Brad and Brian Stamm. We're speaking with the experts from Stamm Law Firm, 631-5767, stammlaw.com, with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And also, folks, we might have people who are in denial saying, I don't have an estate big enough for a power of attorney and a will. But that's really besides the point. Because, as we said, you lose all control of everything if you don't have these simple documents in place.
And that's also correct, Linda. Coming to us now can avoid so many problems later in life. I also handle the estate administration in the office, and so I typically meet with families after someone has passed. And no matter how big or small your estate is, it's important to, you know, look at your assets while you can, while you're living. Try to set them up so that your family does not have a mess after you're passed. And it's something that we do with our clients every day.
Yes, you do. You did it for me. I can tell you I'm a very happy client. Let me ask you this. If someone has a will in place previously, and now their circumstances have changed, their benefactors have changed, everything has changed, and they need to update this, but they did this will or this power of attorney with another agency, can they come to you and have this revised?
Linda, absolutely. You can. We can do a new will, update a will. We see a lot of people that have that exact request. We need to update this will. This was from 25 years ago. Our kids were all little, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely, we update it. Pretty simple. We go through the process. We make sure everything's covered. We want it to be as complete and as thorough as possible. And then we have them sign an authorization that allows us to get their prior will, because one of the most important things at that stage is to make sure that prior will gets destroyed, because the new will is going to supersede that old will. And we have regulations we have to follow to make sure that that prior will is no longer around. So, yeah, it's an easy thing. You know, the nice thing about wills, you're not signing anything irrevocable. You are in control. Again, this is the theme that we're talking about. You are in control. You can come in. You can make changes to your will. It can be as simple or as complex as you want. And of course, that's going to depend on the situation that the family's in.
Now, let me ask this, and I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but once I sign my will with you or my power of attorney or my healthcare proxy, what happens to that paperwork? Does it get filed somewhere?
That's a great question, Linda. Actually, the wills that we have signed and witnessed are sent down to the surrogate court's clerk's office for filing. So they're always on file at the public office downtown. We keep copies. We always give our clients copies. The powers of attorney and the healthcare proxies are not filed. We keep those with us. We give originals to the clients. But what we advise them to do is take them to their banks, take them to their financial advisor. The healthcare proxy, give to your primary care physician. If there's another physician you regularly see, if you're going in for surgery, these are the things you bring with you. For example, I just had one today where they signed his healthcare proxy. On Monday, he went to the hospital 2 days ago, and they said, do you have a healthcare proxy? And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to be signing one on Wednesday. So you know, it's because hospitals need those documents on file before they have a surgery or any other consult. So it's nice when you have it done, you bring it with you, and you hand it right over to them.
Now, let me ask another question, a practical question. What if something were to happen to me tomorrow, God forbid, and now my husband has to deal with it afterwards, my death? Does he contact you about the will and the power of attorney and all of that? How does that work once someone passes?
Yes, Linda, they should definitely call our office. That's something that I help families through. Whether we need to probate a will or not, we walk you through each step and definitely step in to help families during a difficult time.
Linda, just let me clarify for the listeners, because this is really important, and this is how we describe it to the clients when we're meeting with them. The power of attorney and the healthcare proxy are what we call living documents, mm-hmm. because they die when the person dies. But they're so important while you're alive. That's what we're trying to stress to everybody is these are the documents that help you while you're living. And if you're incapacitated, you're in a coma at ECMC or Buffalo General, these are the things that allow your life to continue through your agents. So important, especially the financial stuff, whether it be investments, what have you. You can't just have those sit idle. Too dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pass away, that's when the will takes over. And that's why the three of these are documents that we take very seriously when we're doing a plan for people to make sure that everything is in order and complete.
Well, we have to leave it right there because we're out of time, but we'll be talking about this again in the near future. I'm speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and Amanda Townsend, all of the Stamm Law Firm. If you need them, folks, I guarantee you're going to get the answers that you need at 631-5767, stammlaw.com. These are the folks I go to. I trust them, and you should too. They're right off. Their offices are right in Williamsville and Clarence. And tell everybody you heard them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Where else would I rather be? Nowhere else, because senior radio is happening. This is what's important, because it's important to you. All of the things that we talk about are important to you, whether we talk about legal services, places to live, your social life, how you look and how you see yourself. And that's going to be the focus of our next segment. I'm so happy to have with us here my wonderful friends from Our Salon. Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the co-owners of the salon. Now, I've been going to the salon forever. It's always been great, but I am so looking forward to see what these folks bring to the table, because they're so passionate about what they do. Our Salon is at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx, that nice little white house you see. Their number is 633-3401, 633-3401, oursalonbuffalo.com. I go, and every time I leave there, I'm feeling better about myself. Now, let's face it, my hair isn't the same way it was when I was 25, all right, or 30, going to Our Salon. I'm 66 now. My hair has changed. But when I leave, what's consistent is how great it looks. You got to go to good people to get that kind of result. And Phil and Tara have a whole salon of great people. So good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda.
And I have to tell you, it's an experience every time I go. And I think a lot of people depend on you folks for that experience, whether they're men or women, because you're seeing us professionally, how we're looking, how we're wearing our hair, how we've changed maybe with an illness or with COVID. And you're dealing with the person so we can move on for the next 6 weeks or so and be confident that we're looking our best. You really have a lot to do with a lot of people's self-esteem and their inner confidence. And I know you take that very personally.
Yes, Linda. Absolutely. A couple things we want to touch on is COVID hair and men's grooming. You know, first of all, we'll talk about COVID hair. Most people have been losing their hair after having COVID. Don't panic. Within 3 months, it'll start to grow back. Yes, will it fall out? Overall thinning? Yes, it will. But don't panic.
Well, that's important, because there's a lot of people I know who are listening right now saying, I thought it was just me. No, oh, COVID will God. Do that. Even now, if you've had it or you're just suffering from the effects of everything COVID has brought us, which is it that you lose your hair? Can it be both?
It can be both.
I think so. Yeah? Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nerves and stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that it's definitely. Huge. Definitely. But 100%, though, I mean, people are thinning and you had COVID. Most likely it's from actually having COVID. Being in the house, being stressed out, watching TV, things that are going on today in the news. I mean, all these things, you have nothing else to do besides watch, listen, and absorb it. You got to break away a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, Tara, away. That's why the consultation that you have someone for a new client is really just as important as the client who's been with you for 10 years.
Absolutely. Definitely. It's the number one thing that you need to do. You need to talk to people. You need to know what they're about. You have to know inside and out, because it is a lot about the inside, not just the outside. Mm-hmm. So if we work on that and we do that, I think that everything just falls into place.
Nobody will ever just sit in a chair and get a haircut at our salon.
Absolutely.
That's not what it's about.
No.
Because you know that it's so much more than that for the person. And there's so much that you can help them with, whether it's their texture issues or dryness, or they want more curl, they want more bounce. They want to look in the mirror and see the person that they are on the inside, and you can help them achieve that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, we offer smoothing services, you know, perms, highlights, color. Sometimes by just getting a little peekaboo color in your hair, little highlight service, all over blonding, darkening, you know, razor cuts, regular cuts. I mean, we could do so much. We actually have a smoothing system that'll smooth down that unruly hair of yours for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll actually fade out. Or we can actually do the one that's permanent that actually starts to grow out.
Wow.
So to smooth down people that have that unruly hair, you know, but getting back to the whole COVID hair, you know, a lot of people have noticed different changes in their hair and they don't know how to deal.
Yeah.
Right.
So you should definitely come and see us to say, how can I fix this? How can I make this better?
Right. And I must say, the product line that you carry is so, I mean, you have to almost have to be a scientist to really know what you guys do. Everything is complicated, it's changed, but there's a product for everybody. Don't just go to the supermarket and pick a shampoo and wonder why your color faded. I mean, it's important if you're going to invest in a haircut, take a good look at the products that they now make to keep it looking great.
That is the number one thing Phil says to everybody. He says, you go to the doctor prescribes something, you go get that.
Mm-hmm.
You get it prescribed. We're the same way. We're prescribing this for your hair.
Right.
Buy it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Walgreens and buy anything off the shelf. You're just going to ruin everything we just did.
Right.
We're not trying to sell you to make money. Mm-hmm. We are trying to make your hair better.
Right.
And to make it recreated at home. People, number one thing they say, I can never do what you do at the salon. Yes, you can. If you get all the tools and all the knowledge and you do it, I will sit here with you for hours and show you exactly what to do because you are going to do it at home.
Right.
If you use everything I use.
Plus, you wouldn't give them a haircut that they couldn't reproduce.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's,
I mean,
just ludicrous.
And so many people, you know, it's almost like going to the dentist. They have a fear of going to a good hairdresser because they think that, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to come out, you know, 180 degrees going the other way and that's not what I want. But they actually maybe could use that because a lot of people haven't gone to a good hairdresser in a long time. And it's just like going for a physical. You can't treat your hair like you did 20 years ago and say, well, this is all I do. Because you know what, folks? It looks it.
Absolutely.
It looks it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Look around you.
Right.
Look around. Go through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mall. Look at people around you and say, do I feel like I look like the best I can be? You know, do you want to be the best you can be? Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much do you want to invest in yourself? You know, you'll spend $200 at a dinner.
Right.
Or $100 at a dinner.
Right, not think anything of it.
Not think anything of it. But you're wearing this hair every day.
Right, every day.
Every day you're wearing this hair and you're looking at it. You know, and also when we change things on you, color, things like that, we give recommendations for makeup. You know,
yes.
Because you have to change your makeup.
That's right.
You have to change your makeup. You have to sometimes change. And then that will eventually should melt down and say, oh, maybe I should get a new outfit.
Right.
Even if you buy one new outfit for yourself, you know, to make yourself feel great.
And it amazes me, too, how many men come into our salon. You have a lot of male clients because they are looking also to hey, listen, guys are in the workforce a long time. Women are, too. But they understand that it's important to show your best self. And the grooming, how you look to somebody else, is super important. And a lot of times you'll have to point that out to some of the clients, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Tara,
my Lord.
Right?
Tara has some issues with grooming.
My issues are you're coming to me to get your hair cut. What about that beard?
Mm-hmm.
What about those eyebrows? We need to do everything. You just have to manscape. Just make yourself a better everything.
Right.
Your hair is going to look amazing. Why not make everything look amazing?
Yes.
You can't have an incredible barbering haircut, you know, very edgy, and have one eyebrow across your forehead, Linda. There's no way. There's no one eyebrow, okay? We're going to divide those, and we're going to make them cousins, not twins, and we're going to detach them from your hairline.
Right, yeah. Well, just like when you go to a doctor, you want to make sure the doctor's giving you a physical. He asks about a lot of different things. Well, that's the same when you go to a good professional haircutter, good stylist. And I may say, they're not all created equal. You guys make sure that you and your staff, whether they've been with you for years or they're brand new, are going for constant education. And that's something that you make sure they do. It's not
Absolutely.
Something that the state recommends.
Nope.
Oh, no. The state recommends nothing
right.
for continuing education.
Nope. It's all on us, and we love it. We thrive on it. What's the word? I love education.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
I just love learning. I feel so good after it.
And I've been around for so many years, you know, and so I'm to the point where that's my thrill is to educate my staff.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave it there because I want everybody to be able to get to the phone and make their appointment. If you're looking in the mirror and it's time to take another picture, our salon is waiting for you. You'll probably see me there. 633-3401, 633-3401. Oh, yeah, well, I'm great with tinfoil in my hair, but it's fantastic. Come on in. 7158 Transit Road, Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. And you tell Tara and you tell Phil and everybody there, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.